Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at international affairs with Dr. John Jundali, an expert on the Middle East and particularly Syria. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby, Jody Stevens, and Derek Morris. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Dr. John Jundali. He was born in Syria and earned his PhD from the University of Wisconsin. He has held academic positions at UNR, Wisconsin, and Michigan State, specializing in international relations and Middle East history and politics. And for the last three decades, he's been in the private sector and is currently VP and GM of Boomtown Casino and Hotel in Northern Nevada. That's a topic for another day. Today we're going to talk about Syria. You know, it's very interesting because this is such a complicated situation because it's not just about a country and a potential revolution, but it just augments so many other areas of the Middle East and Russia and the United States. Can you kind of put things into a little bit of perspective for us?
Well, I think, you know, the position of Syria being bordered by Iraq on the east and Turkey on the north, and on the west with Lebanon and Israel and Jordan, gives it a very, very special strategic role in that part of the world. More recently, I think the relevance of Syria to contemporary international relations is the fact that it has had a very close relationship with Iran. And Iran has pretty much used Syria as a surrogate, basically, to try to create problems in Lebanon, to try to push weapons into one of its surrogate, the Hezbollah, which is a very radical terrorist military organization. So to that extent, Syria has, you know, what happens in Syria affects not only the internal structure of Syria, but affects the region as a whole, the peace and security of the region, the future of U.S. Iranian relationship, the future of the security of Israel, and so on and so forth.
Russia has been a big supporter of Syria. They've supplied weaponry, they're supplying armaments, they have ships going there. There are even troops now that have moved in there. What is Russia's strategic role in there? Is it just to foment a balance, or is there more to it?
I think there are two points on this. First of all, Syria has had a commercial interest in Russia has had a commercial interest in Syria since Assad's father, Hafez al-Assad, who took over in the early 70s.
Is his main name weapon sales?
A lot of weapons sale, technology, economic assistance, commerce, and so on. But I think Russia, for the first time in a long time, has come to the conclusion that that the United States is no longer relevant in the area, that there is that to a very large extent Russia is much closer to the region, and so therefore should be able to exert more influence and take over some of the gap that was left with the disappearance of Western and American influence. So I think there is a strategic interest there. And of course, you know, Russia was able to secure a port. It is always the Russians have always wanted to have a port on the Mediterranean and never had the chance to until the Syrians gave them that in Tartus near Latakia. So that naval base is very important for the Russians, and their influence in the region in terms of being, you know, playing the big power there is significant. But we need to keep in mind that Russian interests and Iranian interests are not compatible. So to the extent that Russia may be involved in resolving the issue in Syria, it could help basically push back the Iranian influence and push back the Iranian infiltration into not only Syria but also Lebanon.
Would you see some kind of then bizarre alignment between U.S. interests and Russian interests?
I certainly do. I really think in the long run, the final resolution of the crisis in Syria depends upon an accord between the United States and Russia, by which the United States recognizes the special interests of Russia in the area and say, okay, you know, let's if we can resolve this issue. So making Russia part of the solution to the area, allowing Putin, for instance, perhaps to host broker some kind of a peace conference in Moscow, to which the Assad regime, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, the Arab League can attend, and perhaps as a result of that push Assad out and create some kind of an inclusive government that would include the opposition as well as members of the existing government. I think if anybody is able to do that, the Russians are. The other issue I think that we have to keep in mind is it's very important if that the minorities in Russia in Syria are assured that in a post-Assad regime that they have some international guarantees, that there will be no retaliation, that there will be no problems in terms of discrimination against them.
Well, and one of the biggest minority in power terms is the Alawis, which
yes.
is Assad's
exact
group.
So I think the United States working with Turkey and the Arab League needs to directly to face this issue directly and assure them that in a post-Assad regime, the Alawites, the Christians also are about 10% of the population in Syria are Christian, that come on and join the Sunni and let's get him out and rest assured that there will be international guarantees in a post-Assad regime that your rights will be protected, that you will not suffer any political consequences.
And one of the big deals here is to get the business community to remain whole and intact. Correct.
That's correct. To some extent, Assad's survival has depended on a number of things. One of them has been the fact that the elite, the business class, the upper middle class, the businessmen, the merchants have been sitting idle, basically tacitly supporting the regime. But now things are changing because they have come to realize that, you know, if they join the opposition movement and help a change in government, that it might be for the interest of the economy as well, because the economy is in bad shape right now.
Yeah, tourism is not a hot item.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a break. More on this fascinating discussion with Dr. John Giandali when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit of South Virginia.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. John Giandali, who was born in Syria and has held academic positions at UNR, Wisconsin, and Michigan State, specializing in international relations and Middle East history and politics. Senator John McCain advocated that we should have direct U.S. military intervention, including bombing Syrian installations. He also said this past weekend that President Obama was wrong in only sending 30,000 troops to Afghanistan. It should have been 40,000 troops. I'm getting a little concerned about the stability of Senator John McCain's thinking on some of these military issues. Your thoughts, sir?
I think that's one of the most radical ideas I have heard in a long, long time. And it would be the most counterproductive thing that we could do to resolve the issues.
And plus, the United States people would not stand for it.
Well, not only that. Exactly. But this is not Libya. This is not Syria. Is not Libya. First of all, you have an opposition that is dispersed, disorganized, untrained, and not anywhere capable to face the powerful military that the Assad regime has built over 3-4 decades. So to go ahead and assume that the military solution is going to resolve the issue is really rather naive. And if anything at all, it would enlarge the conflict, bring in Iran much more aggressively into the picture, perhaps even Russia. So instead of a local issue, you have a regional war that the consequence of which nobody really can predict. And if anything at all, it would lead to more killings and perhaps even enlarge the idea of a civil war. It's not a very wise idea, to say the least.
What role, if any, does Saudi Arabia play in this?
Saudi Arabia has been playing a very low-key but very constructive role, to the extent that Saudi Arabia and Qatar also, the Emir of Qatar has been leading the charge in the Arab League to try to find a solution to the Syrian problem. But the Saudis have led the charge in boycotting the Damascus regime and leading the effort to diplomatic boycott. And have basically tried to work from behind the scene with the Turks, encourage Turkey to create a safe haven for the refugees and give a protection for the opposition party there so they can organize and so on. So to that extent, the Saudis and the Qatar folks have been very 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 constructive, and they have been putting some pressure on the Russians, I think, to try to get them on board so that they can understand. Recently, I'm pleased to say that I see some dramatic change in Russian and Chinese attitude toward the issue, so that they're willing to approve international action to facilitate to stop the hostilities, to create ceasefire, and also to provide some kind of an avenue for the flow of humanitarian aid. I think eventually, if the Russians and Chinese continue in a positive manner, working with the Arab League, they may be able to put some kind of a UN Arab League peacekeeping force in the area that would help transition the change from this dictatorial regime into a more inclusive government.
What's China's dog in the fight?
China has a very indirect role. The Chinese really have no strategic interest in the area comparable to that of the Russians. But keep in mind, the Chinese are not a heavenly democratic nation either. I mean, they are a little bit reluctant when they see someone trying to interfere in the authoritarian regime of another country. So they say if they can do it in Syria, they might try to come and tell us how to run our business also in China. So to that extent, they are not, they're not the most helpful agent in that area.
You know, for many years, the Arab League was seen as being pretty much toothless, that there was a lot of noise. But it sounds to me, from what you're saying now, that there really is some strategy and organization and actually ability to push forward policy.
I think to some extent the Arab League remains still toothless, except in this particular case, I think they have demonstrated a very strong diplomatic unity and working with the United Nations, with the Security Council, with Russia, with the United States, and so on. They have been able to really exert some influence. I think Turkey probably has had more direct influence on the developments of events in Syria than anybody else. And they've been very adamant and very frank in not only criticizing the regime, but basically confronting it and assisting the opposition in organization and safe haven for the refugees and so on.
Okay, is there a behind-the-scenes role for Israel in all of this?
I think not. I think Israel has played a very prudent role in staying out of it to a very large extent, because I think they know that even though they've had a sort of a cold peace with Assad, he has not really created problems for them. So they are not particularly necessarily anti-Assad, but they recognize the fact that they want to wait and see what happens after Assad, hoping that this relative peace will continue between them and the Syrians.
And despite the fact that Syria has been the pipeline to Hezbollah and Hamas?
In spite of that, Assad has not really rattled the cage of Israel over the last 15, 20 years. So things have been relatively quiet. But Israel, inwardly, I think, would be pleased to see the fact that Iranian influence is withdrawn, and that the ability of Iran to supply Hezbollah with weapons in Lebanon will be terminated. To that extent, Israel is pleased with that, but they have not really, neither publicly nor privately, expressed any view on the Syrian situation. They've stayed pretty much out of it.
All right. We would love to have you come back on the program and speak about this some more. Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
People choose Ashley Furniture Home Store.
When Ashley Furniture Home Store says get more without paying more, they really
mean it.
Ashley Furniture Home Store announces our lowest prices of the season. Why pay $550 for this queen bed? It's just $248. Why pay $1,000 for this plush sectional? It's only $588. Even this Ashley Sleep Memory Foam mattress set is just $488. Make your home your own with our lowest prices of the season. Hurry to Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
They are courteous, fast, and responsive to all my needs, very competitive rates. They get the job done the first time, every time.
He did all my area rugs, they did my oriental rugs, and I'm satisfied with it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Derek Morse is here, consulting engineer. Jill Derby is former Nevada Democratic Party chair, and Jody Stevens is president of Stevens Consulting, LLC. Pleasure to have you all here. I want to just spend a couple of minutes reflecting on what Dr. Jandali spoke about here, because it's such a great backstory that I don't think most Americans are really aware of. That's not what they hear about.
Yeah, I personally thought it was fascinating. I'd love to have him on here for an hour and just sit back and listen to his perspectives on things. It's moving so quickly there all the things in that region. And I think that we're very focused on the near-term events that are happening and the long-term implications of this in terms of the changes that are going to occur in society there are going to be very, very dramatic. And, one of the remarks he made was about the protection of minorities in Syria. And I look at what's happening in those other regions, and I think, if you want to call it a minority, but women are going to suffer greatly, I think, in all of these countries for some period of time as they become more conservative and then go through that cycle. And that will be a dramatic change, I think.
Jill, your thoughts? What was your takeaway?
I'm not as worried about women. You know, interestingly, I was in Syria a little over a year ago, and Syria's been a very secular place. There really haven't been barriers for women, university, professional careers, and so on and so forth. We haven't been hearing about a large Islamist influence there. I think they'll do all right. I think, each one of these countries is different, and the ethnic composition is all different, the history, and so on and so forth. But I also loved listening to Dr. Jandali because he brings just a wealth of wisdom and speaks so well in an area that most Americans know very little about.
And I think your point is very well made, that we tend to look at the Middle East as we do Mexico and Central and South America as all one unit, when in fact it's each village, it's each dialect that you have to look at and find out what's going on. I thought it was interesting his thoughts on Senator McCain and how against that he was. I just can't imagine that the American population would stand for any kind of military intervention, and it wouldn't make sense.
He was vehemently opposed to Senator McCain's perspective of going in. I don't know if the American people are ready for another conflict. We have so much going on. We have so much within our borders that we're taking care of. So he was definitely against that. Another thing I was really interested in was his perspective on China and the role they bring to the table and their perspective. So it was a very interesting conversation, which most of us don't have at the dinner table.
Do you think that Senator McCain represents at this point the military-industrial complex that is looking at a period of over the next decade or more of reduced money going towards that, to new, more weapon systems, to downsizing the military, etc.?
Certainly, I think he's looking at big picture and long-term costs, and I think that's probably where his perspective is coming from.
How do you feel about that, Jill?
Well, I think that well could be true. I mean, I appreciated Dr. Jandali's comments about Senator McCain. That seems so detached from the reality of what might be possible in Syria. I mean, it's a very different place than Libya, and I was struck that McCain would suggest that. I don't even know what you would bomb. I mean, it really was a suggestion that I don't think most of the American people could support.
Well, the other thing was, and I go back to this last weekend, I believe it was on Meet the Press, where he was talking about Obama made a mistake by only sending 30,000 additional troops in a surge instead of 40,000. I mean, that just sounds like crazy talk.
Well, if you want to convince people that the other party is wrong, I mean, you have to take a contrary position, and I think we're seeing a lot of that there. You know, the idea, whether or not the American people would support it, I mean, the first thing is that as weird as we are, if the right arguments were made, maybe they would. But I think it's clear to me, at least in Syria, that if we were to intervene militarily there in terms of ground forces, we would be fighting the civil war, not the organized opposition there, because it's so weak.
All right.
It is unlike Libya.
All right, let's change topics here. Nevada must play to win in clean energy. Senator Reid put out an editorial that ran in both the Las Vegas Sun and today's Reno Gazette Journal, where he talks about the investment, and he says that there's $1 billion worth of investment into clean energy in Nevada that's produced 2,200 jobs. Well, that works out to be about $500,000 per job. Those numbers don't seem to add up to me. Do they add up to you, Jill?
Well, here's the thing. I think the future of Nevada and economic development really hinges in one part on the development of our alternative resources, and I think that's what the point is there. I think when you begin something like that, it takes a while for it to expand and for the momentum to grow, and I think down the road there will be more jobs. In some of these, we know there aren't very many jobs associated with geothermal, but it's important what it provides Nevada in terms of its economic positioning.
It's interesting. The southern portion of the Keystone Pipeline is being built, which obviously makes a lot of sense in terms of jobs, mm-hmm. etc. But the northern part is being, stopped. At least, what will it be the day after the election, no matter who's in office, that the rest of the Keystone Pipeline is approved?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would I think everyone would like to see that. Well, everyone, I shouldn't say everyone. People would like to see jobs, and I think the pipeline will provide access. We need the corridors to do that, and I think going forward, the day after the election, depending on who wins, that may or may not be a reality. But I would, if I can, I'd like to bring it back to Nevada's renewable energy. You know, the president was in town yesterday in Boulder City at the solar plant, and you know, touting how the 300 jobs. Well, the 300 jobs, they built the solar power plant. However, there's only 5 long-term jobs, and there's a $54 million taxpayer investment in that. So I think, well, alternative energies are great. We just need to be mindful that perhaps we're not to the point where they're cost productive.
And you get the last 30 seconds.
Well, I would just simply say, you know, we need to switch our paradigm and look at this as a man on the moon program. These technologies are going to take years of investment without, a corresponding economic return to get them to the point where we have enough critical mass in the technology and the demand to make this work. And that's how all these technologies are going to be in the future. We need to understand that, and I think there's a legitimate role for public-private partnerships to play in these things to move these technologies forward. And without that, the rest of the world is going to pass us by, and I think we're already seeing that. We can lose the position we have and our advantages very quickly if we don't invest in these technologies and these programs.
I think a very well-rounded discussion. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's March Markdown Madness, going on now only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Over 400 quality pre-owned vehicles will be available. Interest rates as low as 1.95%, and our banks are ready with millions to lend. How about a break from car payments? You can buy with no payments for 3 months. Upgrade your trade with a $4,000 guarantee for your trade. Push, pull, or drag. Got a down payment? At Internet, we will double it up to $4,000 in matching discount. It's March Markdown Madness, going on now only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. It's circus time. That's the Key Rack Shrine Circus, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Reno Livestock Event Center. General admission tickets on sale now at Scolari's. All tickets on sale at the Key Rack Shrine office on Energy Way and at the Event Center box office on show day. See the Shrine Circus. It's a Reno tradition.
It's JM Furniture's 42nd anniversary and customer appreciation celebration. Save now with an instant discount equal to the sales tax on every purchase. Our mattress gallery has over 30 sets on display, so come in and save today with an instant sales tax discount. Only at JM Furniture.
Ever since we got Charter Internet, Timothy's been acting a little...
odd.
Odd.
Charter has increased its internet upload and download speeds again. I can download 8 songs in 3 seconds, or an entire movie in 2 minutes. I can do anything. I am the internet.
Timothy?
Invisibility!
I can still see you, you know.
For a limited time, get Charter Internet Express for only $19.99 a month for up to 12 months.
You can catch up on Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up on the next broadcast, we'll have a discussion on intellectual property. Legendary Nevadan Paul Bible will be here. Howard Rosenberg running for school board. Really? That'll be quite the show. And we'll also have Lance Gilman and Chris Bart on economic development. See you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.